在每一年的七八月啊，总会享受到啊，分享到弟兄姐妹、啊、自己所种的一些蔬菜。
In the month of July and August, the General Assembly will encounter some of the vegetations that the brother and sister planted.
那通常我们大概在三四月就开始撒种啊，或者是栽种那个幼苗。
So in the month of April, March and April, we started to plant the seed and started to sow the seed.
啊，现在已经五月底了，所以很多人所种的蔬菜已经啊开始在成长。
So by the end of May, all the vegetations and the seeds will start to grow.
啊，通常我们一次撒种栽种。
When you sow the seed and you plant,
哦，那只是一次而已。
You do it in, you do it once.
哦，然后再来是继续不断的，很用心的来浇灌，来照顾。
Then you carefully and devotedly cultivate and trying to make it grow.
然后就会有七八月的这种好的收成。
And then you have a 7 to 8 months of harvest after that.
啊，因为七八月啊是阳光最充足的时刻。
Because in July and August is the time where there's a lot of sunshine.
那在信仰里头啊，我们啊却不是只有一次的栽种。
In our journey of faith, we do not only plant once.
啊，而我们是要很勤劳的、不断的在栽种。
But more so, we have to plant diligently and all the be constantly.
啊，这样子我们也一定能够在信仰上能够有所收成。
And because of that, then we can gather harvest in our faith.
那当然，我们的信仰也包括着我们每一天的日常生活。
Our faith encompasses the things that we have to deal with in our daily life.
啊，我们请参考一下《传道书》十一章。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
旧约圣经803页，传道书十一章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6.
第六节，早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样花旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed.Whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well.
啊，这一节经节应该更是在讲到我们的信仰生活。
The verse here talks about our faith in life.
好，在信仰的这过程里头，我们是要不断的去撒种、去栽种。
In our faith, we should more continually to sow our seed.
那在事实里头，我们常常会有这种气馁或者灰心的时候。
But in our time, sometimes we might be disheartened or discouraged.
我们请参考加拉太书第六章。
Turn to Galatians chapter 6.
新约圣经267页，加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
第九节，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
在信仰里头，我们所说的栽种啊，当然是指着好的事情、对的事情。
In our journey of faith, to plant or to sow a seed refers to something that is good.
啊，不要以为说做得好，马上得到的就是好的回报。
It's not necessary that every time we do something good, we will be repaid with something good instantly.
如果做得好，马上得到好的回应的话，那么我们应该就不会灰心或者丧志。
Because if we plant something good and instantly we get good results, then that we will not be weary or discouraged.
因为我们眼前所看到的，常常它不一定是做对的。马上得到好的。
Because our eyes can see that sometimes something, that's.
你做对的事情得到好的结果。
When you do something good, might not necessarily have the good results.
所以保罗才会在这里勉励说， 这个做好事，你不要丧志，不要灰心。
So that's why Paul encouraged people that when they're doing good, they should not be weary or discouraged.
啊，不要只被不要就被眼前的结果而来让你受到打击。
Do not let the results, be something that hit you, and give you a blow.
哦，看到，因为只看到现在眼前的结果。
Because you can, if you only focus on the things that you can see as a result.
啊，保罗在这里所强调的说，到的时候就要有收成。
Because Paul said that when the proper time come, you will reap a harvest.
啊，意思就是说要坚持，继续不断的去栽种。
Which is to say that we should be persistent and unceasingly continue to plant and sow the seed.
我们用约瑟的例子来做一些思想。
We can use the example of Joseph for us to ponder.
我们知道约瑟的一生到最后他真的是有好的收成。
We know that the life of Joseph at the end he reaped with good results.
请看创世纪四十一章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章五十二节。
Genesis 41 verse 52。
约瑟给次子起名叫以法莲，啊，就是昌盛的意思，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my sufferings."
啊，在这里约瑟说。他是昌盛的。
Here Joseph said that he is fruitful.
这是约瑟的收成。
This is the harvest of Joseph.
再请看五十章。
Turn to chapter 50.
五十章二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
啊，这是约瑟最后的收成。
These are the last harvests of Joseph.
啊，他保全了整个家族的这个生命。
He retained the life of his whole household.
啊，不但生命保留下来，而且能够过着一个啊这个。没有缺乏的生活。
Not only did he preserve the life of his entire family, he left their life, his family living a life, without anything that's lacking.
那有这样的一个收成，是因为约瑟他不断的、不停的在栽种。
Because Joseph did not stop planting, and that is why they have this harvest.
啊，他真的就像保罗所说的，他是不丧志、不灰心。
Just like what Paul has said, Joseph never give up and never be weary.
啊，我们来看约瑟他到底栽种了什么。
And we can see what exactly that Joseph planted.
请看创世纪三十七章。
And to Genesis 37.
三十七章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，雅各的纪列如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉西帕的儿子们常在一处。约瑟将哥哥们的恶行报给他的父亲。
This is the account of Jacob. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flock with his brothers, the sons of Biha and the sons of Zilpah.His father's wife, and he brought the father a bad report about them.
这里提到约瑟十七岁的时候。
Here talks about Joseph at the age of 17.
啊，他跟他的一些哥哥们在一起。
He was with his brothers.
啊，他哥哥们在生活当中有一些恶行。
And the brothers had some wicked actions in his life.
那约瑟呢？他没有去参与哥哥们的这个恶行。
And Joseph did not participate in the wicked activities that the brothers was doing.
那相信他应该也有劝他的哥哥们不可以这么做。
And he could have warned his brothers not to continue the evil acts.
啊，但是在那个时代里头，他是应该听他哥哥的命令。
But during that generation, he should be listening to the command of his brothers.
哦，所以他对哥哥们所说的这个纠正，事实上是没有什么功效的。
So it's not effective, whatever he's warned his brothers.
哦，所以约瑟他才会去跟爸爸讲。
And that is why, because the brothers would not listen, he had to go to his father.
啊，因为爸爸在那个时代里头啊是充满着权威的。
Because the father at that time holds the power and authority.
哦，所以约瑟他实在是，其实他是爱他的哥哥们。
Joseph did that because out of his love for his brothers.
哦，他不参加哥哥们的这个恶行。
He did not want to join in the evil acts of his brothers.
他也希望他的哥哥们不要再这样行恶。
He wanted to stop his brothers from continuing to do evil.
啊，如果是我们的话，在那种情况之下，我们可能就是不参加，也不说什么事情。
If it happened to be us,We could be not participating in the evil acts, but we would not say or do anything about it.
约瑟应该也很清楚知道，他跟爸爸报告会有什么结果。
And Joseph clearly knows the results or the consequences if he to make such a report to his father.
父亲一定会纠正这些哥哥们。
Because his father would try to teach and chastise the brothers.
哦，那这些哥哥们很有可能。没有感谢约瑟，反而对约瑟啊来这个怀恨。
So it is natural that the brothers will not thank Joseph for what he has done, but all the more will harbor all this hatred towards him.
哦，约瑟如果不讲，爸爸不知道。
If Joseph did not report to his father, he would not know.
那他们也就不会受到父亲的责备。
And then would spare them from being chastised or punished by their father.
其实约瑟是将最好的来给哥哥们。
So in fact, Joseph was presenting the best and the good portion to the brothers.
但是所得到的结果是他得到哥哥们反而是来仇视他啊，来这个拒绝他。
But all he experienced was the brothers hated him and the brother reject and despise him.
在这个生活当中，我们常常也是要把我们最好的来贡献出来。
So in our life, we want to offer the best we can.
啊，但是我们常常就像约瑟这样，却很受到挫折。
But then we would be like Joseph, that we are being misunderstood and we suffer.
啊，但是我们是一个基督徒。
But we are Christians.
不管怎样，我们还是要把最好的。来奉献出来。
So no matter what, we have to offer what is best.
看起来约瑟的哥哥们呢，他们是很不讲理的，很不合逻辑的。
Seems it looks like Joseph's brother is very unreasonable, and they are not logical people.
他们只是很自私的，很在意自己的感受。
They are very selfish, and they only emphasize on how they feel.
每一个做儿女的总是希望在父母亲的面前是得到父母亲的称赞。
Every children wants to gain praise from their parents.
经过约瑟的这一报告，啊，这些哥哥们不但没有得到父亲的称赞，而且受父亲责备。
After Joseph have report to the father, the brothers did not gain praise, but being reprimanded by the father.
虽然或许目前父亲不知道他们所做的坏事。
Maybe the father did have no idea all the evil actions that the brothers has been doing.
但是我们常常说纸是包不住火。
But we know that paper cannot contain fire.
所以总是会有一天父亲会知道的。
So it means that one of this day, the father is bound to know.
那等到父亲知道的时候，那个所做的坏事可能是更大。更让父亲生气。
So by the time when it leak out of all the evil acts that they've done, it's already becoming worse.
所以其实约瑟是爱他的哥哥们。
So Joseph did it because he loved his brothers.
但是却遇到这些哥哥们是这么的不讲理，这么的自私。
But the brothers were unreasonable and they were selfish.
我们在生活当中，在行栽种的过程里头，有时候也会有这种遭遇。
So in our journey of faith, when we are trying to plant a seed, we might go through the same circumstances.
啊，但是无论如何，我们还是要继续的去爱人。
But no matter what, we have to continue to love men.
好，再请看三十七章的十二节。
Continue to read chapter 37, verse 12.
十二节，约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去放他父亲的羊。
Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flock near Shechem.
十三节，以色列对约瑟说：“你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。”约瑟说：“我在这里。
”And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them." Very well, he replied.
约瑟已经很清楚地知道哥哥们对他已经不怀好意。
Joseph already knew that the brothers had evil intentions towards him.
那这个做父亲的，其实真的是也常常是爱每一个儿女的。
As a parent or as a father, he loved each and every one of his children.
啊，这些哥哥们他们还有一个感觉，觉得说爸爸好像比较偏爱约瑟。
And the brothers felt that the father had a tendency to love Joseph more.
哦，但是我们看这里，这个雅各，他同样的是惦记着这一些在外头工作的这些其他的儿子们。
So we can see Jacob is also very concerned about his children who work out attending the flock.
所以他希望约瑟能够去看哥哥们是不是平安。
So he sent Joseph to the brothers to make sure they are safe.
这一般来讲，这是一个很简单的工作。
It seems that it's a very basic and simple task.
但是对约瑟来讲，这却是一件不容易的工作。
But to Joseph, it seems a very difficult thing for him to do.
因为他所要去探望的这些哥哥们对他是怀恨有敌意的。
Because Joseph knows that the brothers he's going about to go and visit the brothers that harbor all these evil intentions and they're very unreasonable.
但是约瑟他还是一样的顺从父亲，忠于父亲的交代，他去看哥哥们。
But he submitted to his father's command, and he still went to visit his brothers.
好，那我们也都知道这一段的过程。
And we are very familiar with the process.
啊，这些哥哥们，这个约瑟啊，他本来没有找到哥哥们。
At first, Joseph did not find his brothers.
哦，因为哥哥们已经离开了约瑟所知道的那一个地方。
Because they left right the minute when he got there.
哦，那照说约瑟他就也可以回去告诉爸爸说我去了，但是他们已经走了。
So in actual fact, Joseph can report to his father that he went, but they already left.
哦，但是约瑟他一定要为了让父亲真的知道哥哥们是平安的，所以他努力的想办法的要去找到哥哥们。
But Joseph had only one intention to report that he had actually asked if the brothers were safe, so he find all means and ways to look for them.
啊，真的，约瑟他也真的找到了哥哥们。
So finally, he found his brothers.
啊，这些哥哥们看远远来的，那不是约瑟吗？
And when the brothers saw Joseph from afar, they said, "Isn't that Joseph?"
啊，那不是我们父亲最喜爱的儿子吗？
And they start making a comment that, "Isn't he the most beloved of our father?"
哦，那不是那个做梦的吗？
Isn't he the dreamer?
啊，他梦见说他将来要高过于我们每一个人。
And this dreamer thinks that he's going to rise above every one of us.
哦，他们其实不晓得说约瑟是这么的努力的要来找到他们。
But they fail to realize that Joseph seek many ways trying to find them.
哦，他们不晓得说父亲在家里是挂念着他们。
And they fail to realize that their father has been worrying and very concerned about their safety when they're outside.
哦，他们只凭自己的感觉，他们非常的自私。
So based on their own feeling, they're very selfish.
在我们的生活当中，凡是对的事情，我们也总是很努力的要去把它完成。
In our daily life, when there is something that is right, we want to strive to accomplish it.
知道所要做的事情是对的，是好的，这就是一种眼光，眼大的眼光。
So to know something that's good and right, This is a eyesight.
能够看得很远。
Oh, this is something that we can view that's from far away.
耶瑟就是这样一个很有眼光的人。
Joseph is a man of insight.
他所看到的是整个家庭的这一个和好和睦。
All he can see is how he wants the family to be together and in harmony.
如果哥哥们总是在外头做坏事，这个家庭总是会出问题的。
Because Joseph realized that if the brothers are always doing evil acts, it's going to break the family apart.
如果父亲总是心里没有平安，那么这个家庭也不是最幸福的。
If the father is constantly worrying and very concerned about his children, then it's not this. It's very detrimental to the family.
所以这一趟路，如果真的可以做选择，耶瑟应该选择我不要去。
If he know what's going to happen to him,
如果他可以做选择
and he could make a choice.Then he would not have take this option to go and find them.
但是他是很有眼光的，他看到的是整个家庭。
But Joseph have a lot of insight, and all he sees is he wants the whole family to be united.
我们很认真的在追求信仰。
We strive very hard to pursue our faith.
所以常常我们的眼光也会是看的眼光很大。
So sometimes we can cast our eyesight to a more broader view.
但是事实上在生活当中却有很多的人的心胸是很狭隘的。
But we realize that sometimes people tend to be more narrow-minded.
那很有可能我们就是会受到心胸狭隘的人的打击。
So mostly when we encounter people who are narrow-minded, we got a kind of hurt and very affected by them.
就好像耶瑟他受到哥哥们的打击。
This is how Joseph experienced how he was being hurt and by his brothers.
但是无论如何，耶瑟他仍然要眼光眼大。
But no matter what, Joseph continued to cast his view in a broader sense.
他不会因为受哥哥们的打击，他的眼光也就变得狭隘。
He does not become narrow-minded just because he was affected by his brothers.
在父亲的眼中，耶瑟是比这些哥哥们更成功。
In the eyes of his father, Joseph is more successful than his brothers.
一个十七岁的少年人，他已经能够分辨好跟坏。
At the age of 17, he was able to discern what is right and what is wrong.
但是他的这个成功却惹来了哥哥们成为他真正的敌人。
But his success has become himself to be an enemy to his brothers.
所以无论如何。虽然是这样子，耶瑟他还是努力的要成功。
But even though of the obstacle, he continued to be successful.
在民数记里头记载着这个耶稣亚跟加勒。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about Joshua and Caleb.
他们很有眼光。
They have great insights.
他们看到说这个迦南地实在美好，就是神应许给我们的。
They saw that the land of Canaan was a promised land, and it was a very good piece of land.
所以他们说，我们现在就进去。
And they wanted to quickly enter into the land of Canaan.
但是却受到大部分的人的这种打击。
But people were attacking them, and people were hurting them.
当时很多人生气了，甚至拿石头要打死他们。
So people got really angry and wanted to stone them.
但是加勒、耶稣亚。他们却仍然 无论如何还是要有这个远大的眼光。
But even though they were faced with adversity, Joshua and Caleb continued to have this broad insight.
但以理书第六章讲到但以理的成功。
In Daniel chapter 6 talks about the success of Daniel.
这个王所交代他的事情他都办理得非常的好。
All the tasks the king has commanded Daniel to do, he did it very, in a very good way.
结果惹来了其他的总长的这个嫉妒。
But because of that, he incurred all the jealousy and anger of the other officials.
这些总长是他的同事，或许在过去跟他是朋友。
These officials that work, could be people that used to work with him and had become his friends.
现在丹尼里成功了，这些人却变成他的敌人。
But when Daniel became successful, these people were jealous and then they became his enemies.
在我们生活当中，有时候是不是也是这样呢？
Do we encounter the same problem in our daily life?
有时候我们会想，那我为什么要这么努力来成功？
And then we would think, why do we have to be successful in order to suffer?
但是无论如何，我们还是要做一个成功的人。
But no matter what, we have to strive to be a successful person.
我们再请看创世纪三十九章。
Turn to Genesis 39.
三十九章第九节。
Verse 9.
约瑟的事情是一件又过一件。
There's many occurrences of after happened in Joseph's life.
所以他是一个继续不断在栽种的人。
He's a person who never stopped to plant the seed.
他没有灰心，他没有放弃。
He does not become weary and he did not give up.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
在这里约瑟他表达了两件事情。
Here, Joseph expressed two things.
第一个，他表达了他对神的敬畏。
He expressed his reverence towards God.
第二个，他表达了他对他主人的这种忠心。
And secondly, he professed his loyalty towards his master.
但是我们也知道，眼前给约瑟带来的结果是什么。
But we know that the consequences that Joseph has to go through.
他被诬赖，他被下到监牢里。
He was framed and then he was being cast into the prison.
但这个约瑟他是很诚实的，很坦率的来对神对人。
He was being honest towards God and towards man.
这当然一定得到神的喜悦，神的祝福。
Of course, this will be a delight in the eyes of God, and God will bless him.
但是在人的层面。就有些不一样。
But there's a difference between how men view this way.
约瑟是这样诚实坦率的来对待他的主人，他的女主人。
And Joseph was being honest to his master and the master's wife.
但是约瑟却受到伤害。
But he was being harmed and he was being hurt.
他被下到监牢里头去。
He was being cast into the prison.
今天我们也总是非常努力的，很诚实的，很真诚的来对待我们周遭的人。
So today in the same manner, we could use honesty to treat people around us.
相信我们或许也像约瑟一样，却受到了伤害。
But in the same way, we could also be hurt and affected, just like Joseph.
但是我们是一个基督徒，我们要努力的，继续的来栽种。
But as a Christian, we should never stop continuing to plant the seed.
所以虽然受了伤害，我们还是一样的要诚实坦率的来对待人。
Even though we're being hurt and being affected, we should never stop treating people with honesty.
现在的结果是约瑟被下在监牢里。
So the result was that Joseph was being thrown into prison.
那么他过去在主人家里的那种忠心那种努力还值得吗？
So is it worth of all the days when he was in the master's house serving and being serving him loyally and trustworthy?
他过去那样努力所 建立起来的这一个成果就一下子的就完全毁了。
All the trust that he built and all the relationship that he built with the master was destroyed in just that seconds.
他从一个奴隶，他是如何的努力才会成为一个管家？
He worked his way from being a slave into being the caretaker of the house.
就在一刹那之间，这些完全没有了。
And in one instant, everything was taken away from him.
在我们生活当中，是不是有时候也是这样子
？Do we encounter the same suffering in our life？
很多的努力才建设起来的一个成果。
All the hard work we built to produce good results。
很有可能，它就在一刹那间毁掉了。
But it tends to just be destroyed in one seconds。
那么我们是不是还要努力的来建设呢？
Do we continue to build ourselves?
因为我们是基督徒，是的，无论如何，我们还是要努力的去建设。
But because we are Christian, and yes, we will continue to plant and build ourselves up.
请再看四十章第七节。
Turn to 40:7.
四十节，约瑟便问法老的二臣。就是与他同囚在他主人府里的，说：“你们今日为什么面带愁容呢？”
When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. So he asked Pharaoh's officials who were in custody with him in his master's house, "Why are your face so sad today?"
这里约瑟在关心他周遭的人。
Joseph was showing concern towards the people around him.
这是在护卫长的监狱里头。
This happened in the prison.
约瑟一路上一直的这么好，结果现在是被关在监牢里。
He had such a good intention all along, and but at the end he was ended up in the prison.
但是我们看到他并没有灰心。
But we can see that he never give up and never be discouraged.
他还是很积极的。来关心他周围的人。
He was actively showing concern among the people.
在那种地方，谁管谁
？In the prison, actually, no one would care about anyone.
但是他却看到这两个人面带愁容，跟大家不太一样。
But he was observing the two people in the prison that was with him, and they were sad.
所以他就主动的问他们说：“你们为什么面带愁容呢？”
So he took the initiative and he asked them, "Why are you sad?"
那我们也知道说，约瑟他就来帮助这两个人。
And we later on we saw how Joseph helped the two of them.
结果有一个这个酒镇，他照约瑟所对他所说的，他又回复了他原来的这个官位。
And later on, we know that the cupbearer has resumed his position.
那么，约瑟实在是被冤枉，下在监牢里。
Joseph was framed and he was being cast into the prison.
而这个酒镇又刚好可以在王的面前替约瑟来说一些好话。
And the cupbearer that Joseph helped had the opportunity to say a good words to the king.
所以很自然的，约瑟就托这一个人能够替他讲一些好话。
So Joseph asked the cupbearer to put in some good words to the king about him.
在监牢里，当然是很想要离开监牢。
When he's in the prison, his only hope is to leave the prison.
但是我们知道，这个酒镇出去之后啊，竟然没有啊，他并没有照着约瑟的要求去做。
But we see that later on, the cupbearer forgot about what he was supposed to do, which is to help Joseph.
我们请看40章的23节。
Chapter 40, verse 23.
酒政却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him.
约瑟在这一个人身上做了一件这么明显的一件好事。
Joseph did a very obvious and good thing to the person.
这一个人却不纪念，却把他忘了。
But this cupbearer totally forgot him.
真的，有时候我们所做的好事，可能明天就被忘了。
The good things we do for others, will be forgotten the very next day.
但是无论如何，还是要行善。
But no matter what, we have to continue to do good.
甚至有时候别人需要帮助的时候，我们真的很热心的去帮助。
There might be times that someone need help, and we would really, try to help them.
但是以后却反而被这个接受我们帮助的人来攻击我们。
But we never know that the person we helped before might turn against us and attack us.
大卫他就曾经遇到这样的事情。
And David encountered the same thing.
但是大卫就像约瑟一样，他继续努力的来栽种。
But David, just like Joseph, continued to plant.
当时的酒政，他知道约瑟的遭遇。
At that time, the cupbearer know how Joseph went through.
约瑟是希伯来人的，来到这里的一个奴隶。
He was a Hebrew and a slave and came to the land of Egypt.
辛辛苦苦的当到了管家。
He went through many hardship and became the caretaker of the house.
现在却又被诬赖了，被下在监牢里。
And he was accused and then being framed to cast into the prison.
相信酒政听了约瑟的故事之后，他应该也非常同情约瑟。
Because by right, if the cupbearer heard the story of Joseph, he would feel a lot of sympathy for Joseph.
是的，很多人们总是有这种怜悯的心。
There are people who are always showing sympathy when they listen to others people's stories.
我们几乎每一个人都会同情弱者。
We always tend to sympathize people who are weaker than us.
但是真正要追随的，我们追随谁？
But who do we truly pursue after?
追随强者。
We should pursue after people who are strong.
这个酒政回到法老的身边。
So the cupbearer had a chance to return back to the king.
他过去曾经惹了法老的生气，所以差一点点丢掉他的官，丢掉他的生命。
In the past, he incurred the wrath of the king, and that's why he was stripped of his position and was also cast into the prison.
他希望他不要再离开法老。
The cupbearer did not want to leave the king again.
他虽然同情约瑟，但是他不愿意为约瑟来做些事情。
Even though he showed sympathy to Joseph, but it's not enough to the extent that he's willing to help Joseph.
我们要像约瑟这样子，不断的努力的来栽种。
We have to be like Joseph, who continue to sow and plant the seed.
我们不但对弱者能够有同情的心，我们也愿意为他们去做一些努力。
Not only do we just show sympathy to people that are more vulnerable and weak, but we have to try to help them.
约瑟他后来为法老来解梦。
So later on, Joseph had a chance to interpret the dream for the Pharaoh.
他来到法老王的面前。
He came before Pharaoh.
他说，不是我替你解梦，是天上的神。
He said, it is not I who have this power to interpret your dream. It is the Heavenly Father above.
这是他可以一个表现自己的机会。
This could be a chance for him to prove himself.
但是他却谦卑的来荣耀神。
But he showed humility and he gave all glory to the Lord.
他因为他知道是因为神的恩典才能够成就这些事情。
Because he knew that it is through the grace of the Lord that he can help him to interpret the dream to the king.
最后，约瑟还是顺服神。
So in the end, Joseph submitted to God.
他不向他的哥哥们来报仇。
He did not take revenge on his brothers.
照神的吩咐，他顺服，他不记，不记恨。
Through the instructions of the Lord, he did not harbor any hatred.
那为什么约瑟他能够这样一路以来一直努力的来栽种？
And why is it that Joseph was able to plant the seed along the way?
因为他专注于神，专注于神给他的应许。
Because he focused on God and he focused on the promise of the Lord.
他一直看着神给他的那两个梦。
He keep focusing on the two dreams that the Lord has given to him.
所以他抓住神的应许。
So he was holding on very tightly to the promises of the Lord.
所以他也不断地来体验到神在他身上的工作。
So he continued to witness and experience God's work in him.
我们实在需要像约瑟这样子很努力地不断地在栽种。
We have to be like Joseph who continued to sow and plant the seed.
所以求神让我们信心的眼睛能够看到他所给我们的应许。
So we ask God to give us this trusting eyes that we can see his promises.
相信在我们的信仰路程当中，我们也不断地能够有所体验。
So that in our journey of faith, we continue to have all these experiences.
我们唱诗520首。
Sing hymn 520.